everyone. Welcome back. Disclaimer of fair notice. If you do not like hearing about the subjects that we talk about during these 3 hours a week, trying to keep you appraised of the situation to make you help you be as safe as possible, which is the main thrust of all these programs, then you might want to switch away for an hour. It's up to you. But most of our listeners are very happy to know. It's the old story. I'd rather know than not know. And this just happens to be the most heinous, hideous thing in recorded history that we know about. Now, that's not to say this hasn't happened before, you know, 50 million years ago. It probably has. We don't know. I suspect it's happened many times. This planet is old. It's had a long history of, if not hominid inhabitation, certainly intelligent inhabitation or visitation. It's been around. And if you saw that story, it's a five-year-old story. I ran it. It had to do with finding artifacts in Antarctica. And the artifacts that these people found were miniature skeletons of human beings, perfect human beings. And they were in rocks. I guess they were just somehow petrified in rocks. Just the skeletons were left. And the story said they took them right away to Washington, D.C., to some particular agency, and we've never heard a thing about it since. Nothing. Are we surprised? That was kind of fun. But the point is, we've been here before, either in smaller format or larger format. We know there were giants, so-called giants here before, 8, 9, 10-foot tall humans, and these were 2 or 3 feet tall, they look like. They were little. But perfect, absolutely perfect. And why not? Who's to say? Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Are you feeling tall or short today?
I thought I was about average.
All right. I'll take your word.
I don't stand out.
How busy are your local EMT paramedics?
Very busy.
It used to be, am I correct? It used to be that they'd get maybe a couple calls a day.
Yeah. When I first started a couple
sirens.
Months ago tracking this, it was a few calls a day. Some days were busier than others, but not, you know, it was not like it is now. Now
many
it
of you
is
listening. Yeah.
Dawn to dusk and probably through the night. But it's things like falls, a lot of falls. There were a couple seizures today, a couple non-responsives, which does that mean there's somebody in their bed that didn't wake up? Did somebody, I don't know, fall on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just feeling unwell, chest pains, sometimes abdominal pains, altered mental status.
Just flat out medical emergencies too. Those calls.
Yeah.
It's not to say that every single one is related to someone who's been injected, but in all likelihood, the great majority, as in like 90%, probably are. And these things are happening. And I occasionally talk to other human beings. I try not to, but most everyone that I talk to about this knows now of someone that was close to them or known to them who's gone. So there are a lot of people who are just off the table now, and they're just not here anymore. And people have accepted it. They have somehow normalized too early death, and they've gotten away with it. They've done it. When you expose people to something over and over again, they begin to accept it as, well, that's just the way it is. No, it shouldn't be that way. So it's all an amazing psychological operation going on here, on top of everything else. It's huge. They know how people will react before they even roll these gambits out. And they're right.
Well, and it still is largely hidden. You know, if you were not looking for it, you might not realize it's happening.
And if people say...
You know, or the extent to which it's happening.
The extent. If people say, well, you're overreacting, or, nah, it's too much. That's called denial. And that's one of the things that they counted on when they created this population reduction plan. They knew how people would react. They, first of all, they wouldn't believe it. And secondly, there's a denial. Well, it's not going to happen to me. It'll happen to somebody else, and da-da-da. But it's all real, and it's something that we're doing our best to keep you up to date on, because the mainstream media will not do it. They will shepherd you to the mortuary if they had a choice. And they'll do what they're told. They always do. Otherwise, they'll lose their jobs and their egos and their puffery and all the rest of it. They're just, I used to be in the business, I know. And it wasn't nearly as bad back then as it is now. It's crazy. Now, we've got a few, and I mean a relatively few, doctors and scientists who are really honorable, decent people that you can count on. And one of those is Dr. Sukrit Bhakti. He is an extraordinary man who has a conscience and a heart, and he does not withhold his feelings. He's a Buddhist, and I think that every time you get a chance, if you see Bhakti on a recording, a video recording, or just a recording, listen or watch, because this man won't lie to you. Peter Bregan is another one, a great man. There are others who, unfortunately, though, are compromised. They are paid opposition, created paid opposition, and they are screamingly obvious if you just begin to look and notice what's being done. There are three major platforms of disinformation on the internet, on the so-called alt side of the media, and I won't for a moment ever suggest that all the information they put out is wrong or incorrect. It's not. The game is to completely absorb the concentration of the masses on your terms through your platforms. And that's what's been done here, with the exception of this one and a few others. I don't know how much these people are getting paid or how they're being paid, but I have seen people who have gone from relative obscurity to quasi-celebrity status in a matter of months. And they end up with these enormous supermarkets of relabeled supplements, and they're making a lot of money. How did that happen? Those are questions you need to ask. Where do these people come from? Some of these hosts, what are their backgrounds, really? I mean, how many years in media did Mr. X have before he launched his current misinformation site? Because that's what it really is. And misinformation could be just 10% of the whole. It doesn't take much. You can just talk on and on about these shots and say, oh my God, they're Department of Defense. Now, you all listening know how many months ago we talked about that, and it wasn't our discovery. It was Sasha Latipova's. So they picked this up now, and they're running around with it like it's new and it's urgent. And well, it's not new. It is urgent to understand your enemy, know thy enemy, and thy enemy here is the Pentagram and the Department of Defense. That's who is behind this whole program. It has nothing to do with vaccinations, nothing to do with your health and welfare, nothing. It is part of a population reduction mass rewrite of the planet that we live on. And that's what they're doing, or trying to, and so far they are coasting along. Those shots are not experimental. They are doing precisely what they were designed to do, and they're doing it very, very well. And the misery by which many of the people who have left us now too early have been put through and who have died with is inhumanly evil. This is not an easy way out. The died suddenlies are the lucky ones. That's all I can say.
No, I would agree. When you look at the suffering, the injuries, the disabilities, and on top of all that, as if the physical injuries aren't bad enough, the way these people, I've now seen this, it's a pattern. The vax injured are being disowned by their families and friends, and sometimes blamed for their injuries.
Shunned.
Or accused of blaming their injury on the vax because, well, the family members don't want to believe it was the vax that did this. They want to believe it just came out of nowhere, or it's exaggerated. And I see comments repeatedly now of how hurt these people are. They've got nowhere to turn other than these virtual families that they've created online with other sufferers.
Well, we read some posts by one person, just one of the hundreds of millions, maybe billions now, who have been vax injured to the extent that they're dying. And to come to terms with that and post about it is not something we see all that often, so we did read that in our program on Monday. And it's very important to understand. It's just, these are real people, like us, like all of you. And they are being put through hell on earth on the way out the back door.
No, they didn't deserve that, you know?
No. Nope. Okay, Dr. Bhakti was on Peter Bregan's program, and I found this. It's not last week or last... Yeah, it's a little older, but Bhakti has seen this for what it is for a long time. And he's worked with Dr. Arnie Burkhardt in Germany, where he lives or was living, and they came up with the truth about the spike protein being in every major organ and organ system of the body. And Dr. Burkhardt did this through autopsy. He's a pathologist. Anything you want to add to that? Because that was he certified it. I mean, he absolutely took all the argument out of the games that people play. Well, that's not there. That's nah. It's not. It was everywhere, the spike protein.
Everywhere it was, the blood goes. And he was one of the first to confirm. I mean, for a while there, it was just speculated whether or not the lipid nanoparticle or the adenovirus could actually transfect the cells lining the blood vessels, the endothelial cells. We didn't know initially, was the spike originating from somewhere else and then attaching to these cells, but he confirmed that no, the cells themselves, the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels, were actually transfected with the gene and producing the spike.
That means mRNA.
That's bad. I mean, that automatically induces an immune attack against your own blood vessels.
What we also see, and I think many of you may agree, is that we do see what appears to be a marked increase in the pathogenicity of shedding. It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. And there may be more than one reason for that. Certainly the more transfections these people get, I think the more prolific production of spike protein they're going to have.
Right. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You know, it gets shed into the environment. There's no question.
No, the only question
is whatever
how long
else they've put in there. You know, we still have this URA 3665, which appears to be some sort of RNA transcript that does something to the immune system.
Right. Right. There are so many parts of this that we don't know, and frankly, we'll never know, but we've been able to put together a goodly amount of it, I think, as many of you would agree if you've been listening. We have a handle on the basics here, and the basics are not good. Everyone who's been injected essentially should be considered to be someone who is generating or has generated the condition we know as AIDS. In other words, their immune system has been suppressed and degraded to the extent that they could die from the common cold or a simple infection. And to underscore the bacterial infection aspect, we mentioned Monday that group A streptococcus is now apparently popping up much more often than it did, especially in younger people.
Yeah, so, what was it, 14 kids that died in the UK?
14, 15, something like that, yeah.
And 120-something adults. So, you know, group
A
strep
is... Yeah, tell them what it is.
It's a bacterial infection. It can be serious. If it gets into the bloodstream, it can cause sepsis. It can cause toxic shock syndrome, pneumonia.
It's also known as flesh-eating disease.
Yeah, necrotizing fasciitis. It's a nasty one. But again, if you have a healthy immune system, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
But but well, what's happened lately?
No. All right. Now, we're going to listen to Dr. Bhakti on his remarkably calm but enraged voice. This is a very spiritual man, and he is with Dr. Peter Bregan, who has just asked him a question. And what Dr. Bhakti said, and this goes back, again, some months, but it's important. Let's listen here.
I think that we are in the midst of the apocalypse. That's what we are. And we are facing the end.
He said, we're in the middle of the apocalypse. He said apocalypse, but that's what he was saying. So I'm going to play that again. And then he said, we are at the end.
Really?
All right.
Survival of the world as we know it right now goes way beyond the COVID-19 struggle.
Dr.
That's
Bregan.
So important. I think that we are in the midst of the apocalypse. That's what we are. And we are facing the end. And it is absolutely imperative that everyone understands what the danger is and that you are facing oblivion if you do not stand up now. The whole world, but especially America, because America is the only country and the only continent that has the internal power to fight against this devilish, this satanic, this diabolic evil that we are all faced with.
That was a very powerful statement from him. And again, that was some months ago. I'm sure he feels even more intense about it now. It's interesting that someone living in Germany, looking at their mainstream media and watching ours as available through the internet, would still arrive at this position that America is the only country that has the power to stand up and do something about this. Well, Dr. Bhakti, no, it is not. And those days are over. We have been overthrown in this country by a communist, Marxist, Zionist, Bolshevik, fascist cartel. We have no more representative government here. Am I saying give up and go lie down? No. I'm saying understand what's happened here. All that showbiz crap in Washington with the House and the Senate, and all, it's all diversionary. It's designed to make the American people actually think there's a viable representative government in this republic. There is not. It is gone. And yet Dr. Bhakti sees us as the only chance for the world. And, you know, maybe before John F. Kennedy, he would have been right. But John Kennedy was the end of the United States of America. Been all downhill since then. All right, let's go back to this little comment. Dr. Bregan is going to comment now.
That Ginger and I have looked at this, more obvious it is that the concept of the New World Order is not a myth or conspiracy theory. It really is this mass of interlocking relationships between banks, big corporations, the military-industrial complex people who have gotten us into this war in the Ukraine because they're going to benefit from that in the same way they benefit from COVID-19. They're going to get richer and more powerful the same way the people in the world will be drained of wealth and drained of power. Do you think in those terms of a new world order? Of course.
I didn't 2 years ago.
No, never.
But since, well, let's say 9 months, it is completely obvious that this whole agenda has been planned and is being executed in a masterly fashion. It has been planned over decades. When I say decades, I say at least four decades. So the same people who got together four decades ago, and I'm going to mention names, because, you know, Robert Kennedy wrote this fantastic book that I think should be obligatory for everyone who can read and write. And it's all laid down there. And what Robert Kennedy wrote is true. And it's been researched, and it's absolutely true that the whole thing has been planned. And, well, I don't know whether I am allowed to name the names that Robert Kennedy has named, but he said, and...
Well, in our book, COVID-19 and the Global Predator, so we name names.
So, of course, it is the WHO, it is the FDA, it's the CDC, it's the NIH, and, of course, the people who are responsible for all of this, Dr. Fauci, is virtually the number one. You have Bill Gates, who has been pushing this whole agenda because he thinks he's God on Earth, and he's going to not save mankind, he's going to save himself and his cronies and his friends so that they can continue living the life that they are living now. In wealth and pleasure. Now, you know, I don't mind when people who deserve it become billionaires. I don't mind at all. You know, I'm a Buddhist, and a Buddhist has no, what is it called? We don't envy. This is one of the things that we are taught. Do not envy. Instead, be glad for those who are in luck and are happy and are rich. I will be happy for every person who has everything he wants, if they deserve it, but not if they're criminals, as we're looking at these people who are all criminals. And the criminals are in the FDA, in the WHO, as we all know. Fauci, Bill Gates are the greatest criminals. No, they're not the greatest. There are others behind the scenes that I will not name because I don't have any proof, but I think you and me, we know who they are. And they've been governing the earth, society, and the world over the last few hundred years. So what we're looking at now is not something that just happened to happen by chance over the last 40 years. It's been pre-planned before that. However, and this is what I have to emphasize, the thing is that science, so-called progress, medicine, only came to the stage where it could be used so that these plans could be realized about 40 years ago. That is what I need to say to everyone. And what I want to say to everyone is that anyone who wants to return to the life that he used to live in a world that used to be wonderful. In a way, it was wonderful. Despite all the difficulties that we had, all the fights, but the world that we used to live in until 2 years ago was still a wonderful world. What a wonderful world.
It was. It still had opportunity. It still at least pretended to have morality, conscience, some accountability, certainly on an individual level occasionally. That's all gone now. Everything's been changed. Everything has been changed beyond measure. It is that overwhelming, the evil the demonic, satanic, Luciferian evil has taken it all away. And if you are older and you remember back in the 80s, 70s, 60s, you know, if you're younger and don't remember those years and those times, and yes, they were controlled to a large degree, we all know that now, but still, the general quality of life was reasonably open. People could actually plan and buy a house and have the nicer things. And Dr. Bhakti's point about evil people becoming billionaires, that's not right. That's not okay. It shouldn't be okay. These people are wicked, evil people. And there's no doubt about it. Anyhow, a nice little piece from Dr. Sukrit Bhakti.
Yeah, it's good to see the two of them volley the conversation there. They're both very, very, very laudable people for doing what they're doing.
Well, they're honorable. They have character, integrity. Show me one politician that has even half of that much character and real integrity, and I will be stunned. There are very few of them. Politics, by definition, is criminality.
Mm.
Whether you trade on insider information or what, it's still criminality. And the most egregious examples of that are career politicians. 20, 30 years. What did that horrible little lunatic, Lindsey Graham, said something the other day about, I can't remember what it was, but it was despicable. Not the first thing he said that fits that category. Okay, let's go on and try and give the people who are actually suffering and dealing with this a little bit of attention, because otherwise no one will ever hear anything about their grief, their pain, their anguish. This has all been done intentionally to them. They are being removed. And again, one of the most egregiously vicious ways I can imagine. These vax-injured people, you've seen them. Don't ever forget about them, because that could happen to you. If you've had this shot, or if you are around those who have been fully vaccinated, and that would include the new bivalent booster, you may end up the same way. We know that the spike is being shed. We know that mRNA is being shed. That's the instructions for the little factory to be set up in your cell to produce spike protein. We've been through this.
We have confirmation of that. And the people that continue to debate or argue that there's no shedding, nothing's being shed, no, we actually have the physical proof of that now. There was a study done recently or published recently with the mothers who had been vaxxed. The mRNA was actually found in their breast milk, and it wasn't the mRNA from the vax. In other words, it wasn't these things encased in lipid nanoparticles. No, the body had taken that mRNA and copied it and reproduced it and packaged it into exosomes that were later isolated in breast milk.
All body fluids, probably.
That means that the body's processing it, because in order for it to come out of the breast milk, it has to go through metabolic processes to do that.
Right.
It doesn't just go into the bloodstream and come out through the breast milk, no.
Yeah, I got it.
So the evidence is there. I think it's just a matter of time before there's some sort of quantitative test or qualitative test that we can measure some sort of biomarkers that indicate that unvaxxed people are in fact being vaxxed with this stuff.
Well, you called it passive vaccination.
Yeah, and much has been written about these transmissible vaccines, and they're acting as if they haven't actually deployed them yet. They're hypothetical, and no, these are self-spreading vaccines. There's no question.
And do remember that all the traditional vaccines, unnecessary, that are given to young children, you know, before they're 10, all of them are being reformatted now to operate on an mRNA platform. What will be in the mRNA instruction-wise, we don't know. But the door is open now.
I don't think we're going to get that far. These things are they're killers. These lipid
Correct.
Nanoparticles, they're cytotoxic.
Right.
We've gone through this before. The lipid nanoparticle for Moderna, known as SM-102, is a class 1A carcinogen. So you don't even need anything else with it to create
Just
cancer.
The LNP. Just the LNP.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
So we have case after case after of case numbers, I don't know how many, of people being diagnosed with cancer out of the blue. And it's not stage 1 cancer, stage 2. It's stage 4 cancer. In other words, they're already 3/4 of the way to the grave. And they're finding this. So what Eric is saying is critical. Just the LNP component of the mRNA is enough to wipe out billions of people potentially. And
well, to at least start the process. And then because of the spike protein interfering with the DNA repair mechanisms, well, there goes one checkpoint for cancer.
Yep. Okay, let's go do some reading here of people reaching out for help, trying to share their experiences. And from these people, we have been able to extract a lot of very important information. They may not know it, but we watch the trends, we watch these people and what they go through, and it's not pretty. So we've got a whole bunch here, shedding nightmares. We've got heart issues from shedding, babies dying on airplanes. What would you like to start with?
Why don't we get that one out of the way? It's a rather disturbing one.
The babies?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. That's December 30. Go ahead.
I have January 2nd. You're in December 30?
Well, that's some more there then. Let me see. Go ahead, take those. They're fresher.
All right. Our family lost a 10-month-old child. No jab, and no jab in the parents. But the heart cavity was filled with fluid, and he died. He was around many that who were jabbed. No childhood jabs. Exposure on a plane was the first time the kid was around anyone jabbed en masse, and he died on the plane. We have no answer for it, just very sad. Only thing that stands out, if possible, is shedding. But it's anecdotal, right? Someone replies, "Oh, my God. I am so sorry to hear this. Sending you lots of hugs. Worst thing that can happen. Was it a long flight? I'm so worried I should fly with my 16-month-old for 7 hours. I want to go back home to my country where there is lesser shedding, but I'm scared to travel by plane when it's full of jabbers. Did the baby show any symptoms? This is so horrible. I am so sorry for your family's loss."
It was a 4-hour flight. The child shut down about halfway through. Diet was clean, no vaccinated people around the house. Just doctor clinic jabbed, airport jabbed. They had kept the other kids, pets, and parents around as normal. Family history has heart disease tied to drinking, like most Europeans, but nothing else. The mother did not get any warning from the child. No cough, no fever, no vomit. He just went to bed forever. Later, after they landed, hospital autopsy, etc., the heart cavity was full of fluid. No tests were done for the things we talk about here, meaning on this group. And remember, these groups are the only place that many of these terribly stricken people have to go. They no one else wants to hear them. So I cannot say it was shedding, even though I sit here, part of this community, and do personally believe it. I do not own a lab or have any data, but as many of us see here, unless it's all bots spreading propaganda, which I do not believe, there's things we do not know about this jab. For sure.
Someone asked, "Did they take a blood sample at the funeral home for future analysis?" refused. Local doctor and home processed it as a sudden death. The father demanded tests, but he was called crazy. So sad. Someone else says, sue the doctors for mishandling the ordeal and go public and bring attention to it.
No one to sue. My best guess is when the kid sat in an airport having a limited biology, being introduced to the Wi-Fi sat electrical signals tied to vaccine shed, which may just be blah, 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 and having an underdeveloped system because the family was rural. Kid enters the matrix and gets blanked because it's toxic. That's my short summary, writes someone. And another response to that, they need to go public, get their story out there, bring awareness. How are they going to do that? We're the only platform they have that would go through this. It's not a lot of fun, and it's not happiness, but it's real. And this woman just lost her child. There's one final comment. I don't disagree, but we are lied to by all the school shooting videos. How do you talk about your dead child to anyone? The father lost his son 6 months ago, still will not utter a word. Nothing. We are brainwashed in the media and TV that this is not normal. No, it is normal to mourn unreasonable death, because unreasonable death demands answers. And that's all these people want. They really want answers. They want to know what happened. There's one called Babies Sick that's at the top of the little group.
Yep.
Could you go ahead and do that?
I'm completely heartbroken. I'm a nanny for two babies, a one-year-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old. I just found out they were both given the dessert and toppings. The two-and-a-half-year-old has been throwing up on and off for the past month since she got it, constantly complaining of stomach aches. The brain-dead pediatrician told them it's because she eats too much dairy, which she does not. I make her breakfast and lunch every day, and very rarely does she ever get dairy. She only gets 4 ounces of milk a day, sometimes yogurt or cottage cheese, and once in a blue moon, mac and cheese. How much is too much dairy? I'm sick over this.
That's interesting, because that's a nanny having to deal with this. Mm. Watching the children just, that's another tough one. See, this is universal in its grief. It doesn't spare anybody. And we have people now with CJD, their brain. In the beginning, 2 years ago, there was talk about, and we used to talk about it, about people acting kind of manic after they'd gotten shot up.
Yeah, yeah.
They were a little over exuberant in public and things.
Yep.
And
That was definitely a thing.
I don't go out much. I went into the store today, in and out, real quick with a mask and gloves and so forth, and the little Volara thing I wear around my neck. And I was in an aisle, and there was someone down the aisle from me. This is a gloomy, rainy day, windy. And the guy's whistling. But he wasn't whistling a song. He was just making whistle noises. And they were really weird. And I just wanted to get away from that. It was strange. It wasn't like it was a beautiful summer day and someone's out whistling, happy. No, it was something strange. So maybe he just got his bivalent booster. I don't know.
Well, but that was like the cashier that I encountered, I don't know, a month or two ago, and early in the day, and he's standing at the cash register, not exactly dancing, but almost like doing a shuffle in place, and very happy and exuberant and without really a reason to be that way.
Unless he just
won the lottery.
I don't know.
We are seeing a lot of strange behavior. Maybe it's just, you know, stress relief. I don't know.
No, it's strange. When you have spike protein going into the brain, into the emotional centers, the cognitive centers, all centers of the brain, and causing microclotting, which lead to the death of X number of brain cells, you're going to get electrical confusion, you're going to get biochemical confusion, and you're going to get behavioral abnormalities. It's just going to happen.
Well, I keep comparing it to somebody who's had a few drinks. You know, there's a loss of inhibition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
A giddiness. Maybe some brain fog. The other thing I encountered recently that I guess I shouldn't be surprised is there was probably a middle-aged woman shopping, and it became clear watching her that she had some kind of neurological issue. She was moving slowly for a person her age. And when she got to the cashier, she had a lot of trouble separating the bills, counting the bills, and just getting the change together to pay for her items.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't help but wonder, how many has she had? And this area, I will tell you, we're probably 90% vaxxed here. It would
Sounds
be unusual
like
to find somebody who isn't.
Right. Okay. All right, let's go. We got time for a few more of these things. Now, what I hope that all of you take from this is an inside look at what's being withheld from you and covered up and concealed from you by the media, by the machine that is part of the bigger machine that is doing this. The media is owned and operated by the same group that is behind the shots. It's that big, this whole thing. I know it's hard for some to believe, but it's true. It's very true. I wonder if we should actually read. Nah, we shouldn't read. There's an excellent paper out on this, too, recently. Talking in no uncertain terms about how this is all coordinated and the power structure, and it was very interesting. Other people have talked about that too. All right, let's see, what do we have here? Oh, people are still asking, gee, do you think I should have sex with someone who's vaxxed? I'm not. Is there any danger?
Yep.
We're getting those kinds of questions.
Every day.
Sexual shedding is another area. We can do some of that. What do you want to do?
Oh, let's do dating consequences. Do you see that?
Sort of the same thing. Shedding nightmares, dating consequences. Where are we?
We're on dating. This is January 2, dating consequences.
Okay. Got it. All right. Go ahead.
Someone asks, for those here who are not jabbed and are married to or dating someone jabbed, have you had bad shedding symptoms from them after the initial month or so after the jab? If so, what was your experience? Please share. Thank you. First person says, I am dying because I had sex with a vaxxed girl. So yes, shedding is as dangerous as taking the vaccine.
Now this is This is stunning.
Mm.
I'm dying.
A person asks, if you don't mind me asking, why do you say that you're dying? Yes, please explain. Answer, because I am. I have been sick since August. I feel like I'm dying, tired all the time, massive arrhythmias, chest pain, crying every day because of the intolerable headaches, full of body aches the whole time. I cannot exercise anymore. I can't even go for a long walk. And I am struggling to breathe every single day. So, yes, I'm dying. It is a slow, terrible death.
Well, this guy, one of countless others, male or female, who swap bodily fluids, including mRNA and spike, with
mm-hmm.
the vaxxed. That's what's going on. All right, next piece in this thread. Really? I'm sorry to hear that. What's going on? My best friend's husband took both jabs behind her back, and she hasn't had any bad shedding from it. Sorry to hear that. Hope you feel better soon. Did you have unprotected sex with her? Wondering if that made the difference. Also, is she sick too? And the response from someone else, Maybe she is fine for now. My ex took three of them, and I started feeling unwell after 6 months. Isn't that kind of like headed down the road toward manslaughter if you don't tell someone? Now, I assume this woman knew, but even so, it's we'll see.
Oh, the people taking these things have no idea that they can impact anybody else. And yet
crazy.
They are.
Okay, the response there. Yes, we had unprotected sex, but shedding can come just from kissing. Correct. So a protection won't make any real difference in a long-term relationship. And she is not as sick as I am, but she is losing a lot of hair as well. At least she told me that the last time we spoke last month. I don't know how she is now. So the point is, this is so insidious in the way it spreads and affects people differently. And this whole idea of even at this point asking if you should engage in relationships with your vax opposite is crazy. And anyway, go ahead.
Okay, someone else says, yes, severe bloody nose with major clots 1 week after the first shot, 1 month after the second shot, I had a stroke.
Oh.
6 months after stroke, a rare blood clot in my ovary. I'm still waiting to have it removed, but he claims I'm crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Next person says, when the first shots came out, I was dating a man that had gotten one. My neighbor had gotten one, and unfortunately my mother got one too. Well, needless to say, I had not known about the shedding, and I was around these people, and within 1 month, I had a 40-day period that was awful. I tried Provera from my gynecologist, and it didn't stop or even lighten it. I was going to Florida for one of the weeks, and we decided to drive because no shot and no mask for me, but that was hard because it was so heavy, and we had to keep pulling over so I could change. I was soaking two extra long pads worn together in my undies and pants and blanket under me. After that, I started taking vitamins, eating even better than I already was, and started seeing a personal trainer. Thank the Lord, I have been well since then.
All right, let's try and zip through these. That's horrific. Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. Thank you for sharing your story with me. I have been thinking about this a lot lately and trying to figure out how concerned and careful we really need to be. I don't want to live my life in fear and also hate that now I have to discriminate between the jabbed and unjabbed. I'm so sorry you went through all of that. I hope your body heals quickly and makes a full recovery. Oh dear, a response. That sounds so scary. I'm glad you are doing better. Thank you for sharing your story. And a final one. I did the horizontal tango in October with a jabbed, and the next period did not stop as usual. It went on for like 4 weeks. It finally stopped. Then in December, I had a week-long one that was so heavy I literally had to change things every hour, because when I waited 1.5 hours or two, it got on everything, and I had to clean the couch, the cushion, 3 times. I haven't done the deed with him since, but that makes me not want to do it ever again. So the marriage is rather pointless, and he doesn't even care. He is just mad that I don't respect his decision to get the shot. Wow. Well, these are just human stories. They're just people. That's what they do.
It's incredible.
It's a stunner. How selfish people are. How narrow-minded they are.
Well, in times like this, people show their true colors. You find out what they're made of.
Really, there's one more little one here. Last piece in the thread.
What makes you think you are dying because of this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you felt this or experiencing something negative, but I'm after a bit more clarity and maybe some facts if you have them, please.
Okay, well, that's what these groups are for. They're not going to find out from their doctor.
No.
If they spend an hour on these groups, they'll probably learn more than any doctor would ever tell them.
Right. Oh, the doctors are still in denial. There's still a lot of people out there that, they're still taking the shots, so they obviously haven't figured this out.
I don't know.
And really, the people that are taking shots now, I'm not afraid to say this, that they are actually facilitating this agenda at this point.
Oh, they're complicit completely. They don't necessarily know it. I wouldn't admit it. Don't want to know it, but they are. It can't happen.
But their decisions are, because these things do shed and they do spread, they are, a menace to the rest of society.
And if you think that's too extreme of a statement, you haven't been listening. The results are horrific. If you mess around with
them, we are paying a huge price for these people's willful ignorance.
This is going to be the theme of this year and probably next, maybe even worse, of people who have been contaminated, shall we say, by the vaxxed. And they're not going to get better. They're just not going to get better. Some people say they do, but very, very few.
They have to adapt to living with a toxic protein. Their bodies will be producing that protein indefinitely, maybe sporadically, forever.
Right.
And as long as they can manage it, which I think probably requires a fair bit of metabolic energy and resources, they'll do okay.
Yeah.
But at some point, compensatory mechanisms are going to break down.
Just remember shedding. Remember the rules. You don't know the person next to you, whether or not that person has been fully vaxxed, had one shot, or no shots. You don't know. You have to assume to do things that are going to best protect you and your loved ones, your family. If you're not shot up, you've got to be careful. It's all we can say. We've said it over and over again. It's all true. And it's spreading all over the place. So, okay.
Yeah.
Good job. Thank you. Talk soon.
Okay.
Be well.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Okay, we'll be right back in a few minutes with Albert Soto and his remarkable atomic silver product and other products as well. We're going to spend a little time on that. It's a real revolutionary breakthrough that he's made. It's fascinating. Hold on, and we'll be back.